Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you might be joining us. Welcome to the Purpose and Beyond podcast. I am your host, Kelly R. Jackson. Let's just get right into it as we always do. It's time for our word for the weekend. And this week we have two verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. How does that read in the New King James Version? The Bible says this: Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. How does that read in the New Living Translation? The Bible says this: All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. So my brothers and my sisters, I know it's been a minute since we've done a word for the weekend, and we apologize and we need to get back into a consistent rhythm. But, you know, Lord dropped this on me, and let me say it like this. One of the most pressing and constant and consistent questions that I hear, that I know is often uttered in the Christian faith, is why me? This is the question that we hear all the time. Why, God? Why are you choosing me? Why, God, do you keep taking me through this? Why, God, am I the one that's always facing challenges and having to overcome things and having to deal with trials and tribulations? Why me, God? That's a question we ask all the time. And sometimes, y'all, we give you too much of a biblical answer. Sometimes we get a little too churchy with you, a little too holy. And we'll say things like, oh, God gives his strongest battles to his strongest soldiers. And we say all those things that really, y'all, don't provide any comfort. It's really just another way of saying you're just going to have to deal. Just going to have to go through it. Just going to have to deal through it, because everybody's got to deal with something. Now, again, without getting too holy and without having that mentality that says God gives the toughest battles to the strongest soldiers, which, by the way, he actually does. But without doing all of that, the second part of that is not necessarily so wrong, because we all have to deal. Being saved doesn't eliminate the trials of life. Being saved doesn't keep you out of the hospital. Being saved doesn't keep you from having overdraft fees in your bank account. Being saved doesn't mean your children won't ever misbehave, or your marriage won't go sideways, or your health won't become an issue for you at one point in your life. Being saved does not eliminate the issues of life. But one of the things that we say when we ask that question, why me, sometimes the question is thrown back to us, why not you? I know I've told people this before. How come God has to take everybody else through but you? How come God has to take everybody else through but me? How come God has to challenge everybody else, but he don't have to challenge us? Oh, Lord, you could have gave all them troubles to the people who don't believe in you. You could have gave all them troubles to the sinner. Well, what makes you think that God ain't giving trouble to the sinners? Or what makes you think that the sinners don't have their own set of troubles? The non-believer don't have their own set of troubles. But here, what we see here in this text here, as we get ready to hurry on, here what we see here is that we receive a comfort that the non-believer doesn't. The text says here in the New King James, or New Living Translation, rather, it says that God is merciful and he is the source of all comfort. And that says that even in those moments where I'm having a why me moment, even in those moments where I feel like crying, even in those moments where I feel like yelling at God, because once again, he's given his toughest battle to me, a strong soldier. One more time, God, you have dumped this thing on me. But I can come right to the text and says God is the source of all comfort. So I need to understand this, y'all. I hope this is helping y'all today. I need to understand this, that while there are trials that come with this life, while there's trouble that comes with this life, while there's discomfort that comes with this life, God is also the God of comfort. Before I start blaming God for the troubles, before I start blaming God for my issues, why is this happening to me again, God? I should also look to the fact that, you know what, even if God allows some trouble to happen in my life, he's also the source of comfort. So when God allows some things to happen to me, I can go right back to God and say, Lord, will you comfort me while I'm dealing with this? Now, let me put this caveat in here, because we always have to make sure that we clear. And when we're explaining these things, sometimes God's comfort is not taking the pain away. It's not taking the problem away. It's not taking the trouble away. Sometimes God's comfort is, I'll be here with you in the comfort. In the trouble, rather. I'll be here with you as you're going through. I'll be here with you as you struggle. I'll be here with you as you're going through this particular storm. Sometimes that is God's comfort. I'm just going to be with you. But then the Bible says something else as we get ready to wrap this up on today, because we still want to answer this question of why me? Why me? Now, we kind of answered it, and we kind of explained to you all that why you is not really a good question, because it happens to everybody. And whatever that it is, you ain't the first one to have it. It's happened to everybody. It's happened to somebody else before. And by the way, whatever that it is that you're wrestling with, not only has it happened to somebody else before, they survived it before. Sometimes it happened to you before and you survived it last time, but you're struggling with your memory right now. You seem to be forgetting. He brought me out before. He'll bring me out again. But let's answer that question a little bit further. We say, why me? Why me? Look at verse 4 in the text. The Bible says he comforts us in all of our troubles. And this is what a blessing there. In New King James Version, says he comforts us in all of our tribulation. Thanks be unto God that I don't have any trouble that he won't comfort me in. All you got to do is read your Bible and you'll find out why you're asking why me. He says he's going to comfort you, and he's going to comfort you in all your troubles. But let's go a little bit further. He comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that God has given us. Have you ever thought about it? This, and I promise we're getting out of here on today. Have you ever thought about the fact that God is simply using you as a conduit? Has it ever crossed your mind that God is using you as a conduit? Has it ever crossed your mind that God is saying, I need to take you through something so that you can tell somebody else how they can get through it? Have you ever thought about the fact that, yes, God, in fact, does give his strongest battles to his toughest soldiers so that you can go and toughen somebody else up and say, listen, we can survive this thing. I know that because he took me through it, and he is the God of all comfort, and he comforted me while I was in it. And so I can testify to you that whatever that you're going through right now, God is going to bring you out. I can testify to you that even though you're struggling right now, you're frustrated about what you're dealing with, I can testify to you right now that you are going to survive it. How do I know? Because he brought me out. He comforted me in all of my troubles. And so now that I have the experience of knowing that when I'm in trouble and when I'm dealing with stuff and when I'm going through, I have the experience to know that God will bring me out. And I need to take that testimony. So when I see somebody else going through the same mess, the same trials, the same problems that I'm going through, I can say, let me tell you what he did for me. So sometimes we're asking that question, why me, God? And here's the answer right here. God says, first of all, whatever you're dealing with, I'm going to be there with you. And as the Bible says, he's going to comfort you in all of your troubles. I'm going to be there with you. But not only am I going to be there with you, I'm not bringing you out just to bring you out. I need you to go and comfort somebody else, because somebody is going through this and they don't know me like you do. Somebody is going through this and they don't have the faith that you do. Somebody is going through this and they don't have the experience that you do, and they're ready to quit and they're ready to give up and they're ready to throw in the towel. And I'm counting on you to go and tell them, I've been where you are. And not only did he comfort me while I was in there, he brought me out. And I'm here to let you know that he's not run out of his ability. God has not stopped being God. He's going to bring you out too. But you're going to have to trust him. And when they say, how do you know? You can say, I'm a living witness that God won't leave you where you are. I'm a living witness that he'll comfort you in your trouble. And I'm here to testify to you. As the text says here, you want to know why you want to know why it's happening to you? So that you can not only have the experience of God bringing you out, but that you can praise God for bringing you out, and that you can comfort somebody that's still going through and tell them, come on, we're going to make it, and we're going to make it together. I hope that blessed you. That's all the time that we got for Word for the Weekend. I pray that you all were blessed by what we had to share. It's good to be back. Word for the Weekend. We'll do our very best to make sure that we get back into our rhythm to get you this word every weekend. Very quickly, I want to give you our tag. If you'd like to keep up with us, the best way to do that, check us out at the ministry's website, www.krjministries.org. Again, www.krjministries.org. If you'd like to purchase any of our written works, check us out at the publishing website, www.krjpublishing.com. Again, www.krjpublishing.com. Wherever you listen to this podcast, we encourage you hit that subscribe button, become a subscriber. That way you know when new episodes become available. Again, tell your friends and family, share it on your social media timeline. If you don't mind, we would definitely appreciate you for doing so. If you're watching us on the video side, whether it be on the Kelly R. Jackson Ministries YouTube channel or the Kelly R. Jackson Ministries Facebook page, wherever you're watching us, if you're on YouTube, hit the subscribe button if you have not done so already. On Facebook, like and follow this page and do the same thing for me if you don't mind. If you're being blessed by what we're sharing, share it on your social media timeline. We would definitely appreciate you for doing so. If you want to become a sponsor of the podcast, visit www.patreon.com/purposeandbeyond. Check out the different levels of sponsorship that we offer, some as low as $5 per month. If you don't want to do the whole Patreon thing, just want to sow directly into the ministry to help us keep on doing what we're doing, visit www.krjministries.org/donate, and you can donate directly to the ministry. All major credit cards and debit cards are accepted there. Lastly, I would be remiss if I didn't invite you all to join us for worship service every Sunday morning at For the Kingdom Christian Church, where I am the pastor. We stream our services every Sunday morning at 10:15 a.m. on our Facebook page and our YouTube page. Find us on Facebook by searching For the Kingdom Christian Church, or you can search FTK Church on YouTube. Search For the Kingdom Christian Church. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Like and follow us on Facebook. We'll definitely appreciate you for doing so. If you're in the Detroit area, check out that Facebook page. Find out how you can come by in person and worship with us. As we always tell you, we would love to see your face in the place. That's all the time that we have for Word for the Weekend. I pray that you all are blessed by what we had to share on today. God bless you and God keep you is my prayer. As always, we'll see you all on next time. Be blessed.